I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Superman, Captain Marvel, and Beethoven?
I had heard from some people who were children during World War II that there were these comic books that featured Beethoven, and we found one on eBay, and I was ecstatic to find it.
Bill Meredith is the director of San Jose State University's Beethoven Center. The opening of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony uses the same rhythm as the Morse code letter V, and throughout World War II, V for victory was used as a shorthand for the Allied effort, like in this Donald Duck cartoon.
This is our fight.
Beethoven's played a big role in American popular culture. For example, the center has an extensive past exhibit archived on their website that follows all of the Peanuts cartoon strips featuring Schroeder's hero.
Actually, Charles Schulz liked Brahms better than Beethoven, but he just thought that Brahms wasn't a very funny-sounding name. So it's interesting to see how Beethoven weaves through culture over the past 200 years, but in a lot of cases, Beethoven comes to stand for classical music itself.
He's also been used in advertising and countless movies, although IMDb.com puts the number at 535, including Die Hard and A Clockwork Orange. One thing that's also woven through popular culture is the image of Beethoven's stern and resolute face.
Unfortunately, when they made the life mask in 1812, he had to be completely still. And so he's not smiling, because you can't smile because you'll ruin the face mask. And so the best image we have of Beethoven is this unsmiling Beethoven, even though we know he loved to joke with his friends and make puns.
In addition to the America's Beethoven exhibit that's going on until the 21st, the Beethoven Center is going to have an open house celebrating his birthday tomorrow from 1 to 5. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.